Okay, so we're going to talk about overview, the book, the four-year, your four-year career is what I want to call it, but it's entitled actually The Four-Year Career. And, of course, Richard Bliss Brook is a multi-millionaire who made it big in network marketing with his own company. Great guy, incredibly intelligent businessman as well, so somebody you definitely want to listen to. And the book has a lot of great information in it for you to use when you're out there prospecting and sharing and just, you know, passing this information down to your organization to excite them about network marketing. And so let's jump in and look at chapter by chapter. We'll go through. I know there's a lot of notes in your outline, which is good because I did a pretty thorough review of it. That doesn't mean don't get the book yourself. It's a great little book, and it's his newest edition, which is called The Heroes Edition. So it also has in it, by the way, one of the featured people, leaders in network marketing. One of the featured leaders is our own one and only Al Bala. So he's in the book on page 66 and just has some choice words in there. And I'll potentially read some of those if we get to that by the end of the call. So chapter one is why a four-year career, and there was a quote up front that talked about security is mostly a superstition. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. That's Helen Keller. And I loved it, of course, because my life has been a lifetime of daring adventures, not just one. And Manatech happens to be one of those. But, you know, stepping out in faith and doing something different, taking, you know, willing to take a risk to see what it unfolds. Because life, if you sit back and try to be safe your whole life, you'll never get what you really dreamt of getting in your life. It'll keep you safe and it'll keep you protected and it'll keep you from achieving mighty dreams that you may have. And he says that, you know, that's what the 40-40-40 plan is all about. It's about people that don't take daring adventures. They look for a job and they work 40 hours a week for 40 years to make 40% of their pay at the time they retire. And only so true. You see the pain today. I was reading an article the other day, and it told me that the average amount of savings by people retiring today, I think I got to get the right quote. It was something like maybe it was a percentage of the people, 70% or something, only had $10,000 or less saved for retirement. Out of like 70% of the retirees, there's some statistic. It was so outrageous. It caused me to gasp to think that we're hitting 63, 65, 66 with only $10,000 in a bank account to retire on. Because trust me, people, you're not going to live very well off of Social Security payments. So it's like it's not a dream. It's not a plan that's very effective for you. And I know, you know, when I look at my upbringing, we were always driven as kids, you know, get out there, work hard, get a great job, blah, 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 because that's what my parents, I mean, they came out of the, you know, the Depression, and a lot of us who had parents that were raised either during or shortly thereafter the Great Depression, they were raised to get a good job. Well, that was an environment that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, I'm not suggesting there aren't good jobs. I'm just saying that the job isn't what it used to be. When corporations first started, it was family. I mean, it really was. It was like a different kind of setup as family. Today, you're just a pawn in the corporate structure. Disposable at each turn and twist, in each wave that crashes, you could be the next one out the door. There isn't the sense of you're part of a family anymore in the majority of corporate structures. I'm not saying there aren't some small companies out there that do a great job. Even some larger ones, I think Apple has a phenomenal philosophical base for their employees. And I mean, so you can see a few that are like Starbucks, I think, is another one. Perhaps, I'm not sure. So I don't want to, you know, put my neck on the line on some of these. But it's not that it's impossible in a big company. It just takes an incredible leader with an incredible commitment to culture that makes that happen. So typically, it doesn't happen. So, in fact, I just had one of my people in my downline work for a company for 30 years, and in the last 5 years, the company redid the whole comp plan. It kind of screwed everybody that was loyal. There was just like, they just ripped the guts out of the people that had been loyal. So it was the opposite direction, right? So anyway, so you can, but that's that's not security. It's security for people who are insecure and don't have any self-confidence, perhaps. But there are 101 ways that you can make a better living out there, and it's just about going out there and doing it. Today, they say the average person, this is the stat within his book, 7 to 10 jobs. I think today they're saying 12 jobs. So nothing is long-term. There's no loyalty. There's no commitment. There's no developing a huge retirement fund in one company. Lots of people are avoiding college because companies are going after them, trying to get them to avoid college. They want to use their, you know, fresh brains right now. And then when they're 26, they don't have anything to rest upon. They've been used and abused, and then they're gone. And so where do they go next? Because, you know, once you turn 26, that next 18, 19-year-old with new ideas is going to take your place. So that's a problem as well. So the four-year career was actually conceived in 1977 that, you know, when you take on this model, a business model of network marketing, a business model of a home-based business and sales, you can invest 4 years with time and energy and effort and build up to a $5,000 or $10,000 monthly residual income. And it's just an opportunity that we all have. He suggested in his book, I just put in there, that college kids are tough because they're really distracted, so maybe stay away from college-age kids. But I like the post-college because they're still dreamers. They're still dreamers, and they look at the big future ahead of them. So it's an opportunity to get them on board and change the way they look at things. Investment strategies. This is critical for everybody to look at. This is part of my life for sure. Many of you have heard my story. But that what makes network marketing really cool, too, is that you get involved in network marketing and you start producing extra cash flow. So you can do it part-time or full-time. And you can, if you take that extra cash flow and you start investing, what a difference it makes for you as a person if you start investing at 25 years old versus 45 years old. It's difference of night and day, and he just drew this example in the book. He talks about what if you'd put an extra $500 away every month at 25 years old, and you assumed a 7% rate of return. Well, if you started it at 25, you'd have, you know, 40 years later, you'd have $1.3 million. So when you turn 65, retirement, you have $1.3 million in a bank account just on a basic 7% return. If you wait because you got a job and you barely make an ends meet, blah, 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 and you're not generating extra cash flow and you're not doing an entrepreneurial endeavor, maybe even on the side part-time, if you wait till you're 45, the kids are out of the nest. Of course, I don't know how you're paying for their college education at that time. But at 45, if that's when you start investing $500 a month, you're going to have $260,000 when you retire at 65. So the difference is gigantic. So it's about, you know, building, it's that building income off of income that you want to do, because otherwise you're going to be stuck in a situation where we're like where we are today, where a huge percentage of our retirees have less than $10,000 saved when they retire. And that's what network marketing gives you, that flexibility. Even for those of you, yeah, especially for people that have a job and they do network marketing part-time, it's a great opportunity. This is something you can share with people when you're out there talking to people who might like their job and say, but how would you like to do something on the side just to get an extra $500 a month and you can tuck away? And we have, you know, notice that he's talking about what dollar figure? $500. We have the perfect model for that $500. It's called AQ Team, right? And how simple is that? Why aren't we taking advantage of it? I don't know. Some of you personally are taking advantage of it, but it's almost as if you don't want to reach out and help other people make that extra $500 a month. I talk to people all the time about 30 to 90 days. Let's get you to $500 a month. You choose if you want to go further, but why not get that base down? And here's a great reason. Show these numbers to people, and that'll help convince them as well. Why network marketing? Huge advantages to our business. Now, all of you probably have these down pat, but I'll just, you know, he gave us 9 of them in the book. You can review them in your outline. But they're reasons that you want to have at the tip of your tongue so that when you're talking to people of why they want to choose this type of endeavor, I mean, it's awesome. It has, I call it like total flexibility. You decide. You learn it while you earn it. That's a typo in the book. But the important thing is that you don't have to know everything when you first get started. You learn it as you earn it. So you could just learn and grow. I keep growing every day. I keep reading books. I keep, you know, learning new things. I love interacting with a number of the other presidentials and just throwing ideas around to think about new ways to do things, new ideas out there. It's just awesome to be able to have that kind of rapport with people across line. And it's exciting. And it's about, you know, again, building that extra income, all these great advantages to network marketing, but have them down. Make your little cheat sheet and just build them in your brain so you can tap into that when you're sharing with other people. It's also important for you to, why do I have this in the outline? Because you need to, some of you need to get back to believing in what you're actually doing. Build the belief system in yourself, because if you don't strongly believe in what you're doing, good luck out there trying to convince somebody else. It's not going to happen. And remember, I always tell you, posture is everything. It's like oxygen. So if you have cracks and crevices in your belief system, that's when you're going to read a book like this or review this outline over and over again and build this into your mindset. Asset value of MLM income is approximately 200 times your monthly income. So if you look at your monthly income, whatever it is, multiply it by 200, that's what you get. So at $5,000 per month, it's $1 million asset, right? So if you're making $5,000 a month, you have $1 million asset. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Is it sellable for $1 million? I don't know. You can go out there and try to market it, but that's what the asset is, because that's what it would take to throw off that kind of cash flow. You get it? That's what you want to know. Yeah, network marketing is absolutely legal. The main objective of our network marketing business today is the sale of products. You know, we've gotten away from that whole concept of front-end loading and all the other things that people were doing. There's no hype to it. It's purely, we have terrific products, let's go out there and market them. And we market it through the network marketing model. Most companies fail, absolutely, but some succeed. And that's one of the reasons you look at when you pick a network marketing company, you want to get one that has the strength of success, the history behind it. You know, and he mentions being a member of the DSA, of course, Manatech is. But he says there are literally 1,000 MLMs out there in the United States, and only 200 of them, 1 in 5, are members of the DSA. So you want to be a member of the DSA because they have such high ethical standards and high scrutiny. And the fact that most distributors give up long before they've succeeded, this is absolutely bottom line true. I see it all the time in my organization. No matter how many times I preach and teach about it, I still see people that just give up. They just give up. They lose faith. They don't believe in themselves. They love the products. They might be my consumers the rest of my life. Hopefully that you establish at least that on their exit from the business model. But the idea is, don't get stuck. How many times have you tried to do something and you couldn't figure it out? Did you give up, or did you go back and keep working at it till you had it conquered? That's what network marketing is all about. I've seen people that tried to do it for 5 years, and all of a sudden, you know what? In the next 2 years, they become presidential director. They had 40,000, 60,000 of volume in 2 years when they couldn't even get to 10,000 in their first 6 years because they finally took on the beingness that's required to be great. They finally read some books, invested in themselves, some self-development work, so they really got it. Because for things to be different, who's got to change? Not Manatech. We have to change. We always look at the company, well, they need to do that, they need that. Quit looking at that. All you need to do to know why your business isn't working well is look in a mirror, and there you got the answer, right there. You got it. That's why my business isn't doing well. So invest in self to be the best we can be, and watch what happens. And part of that is being on trainings like this and developing new language and a new attitude and getting clarity on the gift you have to offer other people is incredible. So network marketing, major player in global economy, we know that. The numbers are staggering today about what we're doing. And inside the book, he's got a list of top people and their quotes. And there are a lot of them that are really terrific in there. I don't have time to go over them. But, you know, you can take these quotes from people. And he has people like, you know, like Dave Ramsey and Warren Buffett, Jim Rohn, Robert Kiyosaki, Stephen Covey, Tom Peters, who wrote the In Search of Excellence. He's a great author. Darren Hardy, Brian Tracy, all these people, Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Group. You know, these people all support network marketing. So all these gurus support network marketing. I could maybe, if I make one page with a bunch of these names and their quotes, it might help you guys. But it's, you know, they're all in the book. that you have this. So suggesting that to people, you know, some of our top entrepreneurs in the world today, do you know who Richard Branson is? Yeah, you could ask somebody, do you know, because people know Virgin Airlines for the most part. Do you know who Robert Kiyosaki is? Multi-billionaire in real estate, right? Do you, you just ask them, do you know who Warren Buffett is? And everybody knows who Warren Buffett is. He says, investing in network marketing companies is the best investment Berkshire Hathaway has ever made. You get this? Has ever made. Incredible. That's what he says about network marketing companies. They're incredible, right? And the author of The Good to Great, he said about network marketing is the best organizations of the future might run in the spirit of partnership and freedom, not ownership and control. Wow, that's who we are. Partnership and freedom. That's what we build for people. And incredible. Just lots of great quotes. So get it, use it. Number three, network marketing myths. Getting on the ground floor is the best way to success in network marketing. That's the biggest lie you've ever heard, because most companies don't even make it in network marketing. People are up and running. They start in, how can I could start a network marketing company tomorrow. How many of you guys would join me? Oh, all I have to do is concoct something in my garage and put it out there, build a website, and bingo. Guess what? I'm off to the races running. Bill McAnally just, you know, he did that at his house, came out with Aroga. Some of you are familiar with that. Overnight you have a network marketing company. Of course, in order for him to grow, he had to tap into all the Mantic associates, try to get every of the, all the, because he didn't have a sales force. So I don't think that's appropriate behavior. But, you know, it's, you can do that. You can step in, put something in a garage, and get out there and build your own network marketing company. So it's that easy. So why do I mention that? Because it's problematic as well. When Sam Castor left Manatech, he went into a couple of network marketing, built his own ideas, and both of them fell to pieces. And he ended up then joining a pre-existing network marketing company. Because it's not an easy thing to do. That's why they tell you getting on the ground floor is not the best place. You want to find companies that are at least 5+ years old, they're growing, they're ethical, they honor distributors, they're customer-focused. That's what you want to find, like Manatech. And we have those 23 years of experience, right? It's awesome what you have with Manatech, because you have something that's here to stay, publicly traded, you know, has an incredible track record, and phenomenal science. That's what you're looking for. Here's another myth. The network marketing opportunity for someone not doing well to make some money. Well, you know what? Whatever made you not doing well today is probably what's going to prevent you from doing well in network marketing. You know, there's the same skill sets. And he listed here the most important ones: assertive confidence, dynamic in communication, and somebody who overcomes challenges. Those people are the ones that will make it in network marketing. Can you make it if you don't have those characteristics? I'm going to tell you to go into some self-development classes, read some good books, work on self first so that you have those characteristics. And low self-esteem, just like in any job, will stop you in network marketing as well. So you've got to, you know, it's not about network marketing being different than any other type of endeavor, except you are an entrepreneur. So you can't hide in a little cubicle in a corporate structure when you're in network marketing. It is all about you, right? If it's to be, it's up to me. That's a big part of sayings they have in network marketing. So it is about you, but the beauty of it is how you can shift and change and grow as a human being and as a person as you go through this model. And that's one of the things I've truly appreciated coming out of the legal world, that I'm very different from what I was like when I practiced law. So, and that's, it's a blessing. Those are all positive changes in my life as I view them. So anyway, here's another one. Success is being in the right place at the right time. Wrong. It's, network marketing is not a hobby, game, or scheme, right? Everything that's worthy of doing takes time to do, right? It takes us time. So it's about patience and repetition. And that's where some of us have kind of fallen off the path. We stop the repetition. I had so much fun yesterday. I started two brand new associates in my downline that are excited as all get out. They have me on three-way calls. They're starting to run. I gave them worksheets. I mean, it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to continue to keep starting new people. Some of you out there are going, I'm Mary Jo, I don't even know how I would start a new person. I get it. The reason is because you haven't gone out there and shared the opportunity with anybody in a long time. And one of the reasons you're not sharing the opportunity is because you don't know how you'd start them. So Lydia told me to do a training on that. So maybe next Monday I'll do a training on how do you start a new person today. And I just don't want to step on your upline's toes because everybody does it a little differently. But to give people a model, I would love to do that. So maybe we'll do that because maybe that's what's holding you back. But it takes patience. It takes repetition. We have to be out there sharing with people. And in network marketing, the big guys make all the money off the little guys. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, one of the most incredible things that I love so much about network marketing is the fact that the only way I can succeed in network marketing is if I help other people around me succeed as well. Do I make a little bit of money off of Unilevel of people, you know, in my organization and with some of the bonuses, you know? Yeah, I make a little bit of money, but I'm not going to stay in business and do well in this business unless I help all of my people who are convicted about doing this as a business be successful. And that's where I put my time and energy. How do I help them be successful? I love my consumers. And I clearly have 95% consumers in my organization, if not more. But the people I dedicate my time to are the ones that truly are going out there saying, I want to do this business. That's where my time and energy is. And that's where our time, your time needs to be. And if you look at Manatech, you can see the massive numbers of people that have been successful. Over 240 people in Manatech have been paid over $1 million, part of the Millionaire Club in Manatech alone, and a lot of those people have made over $10 million in Manatech. So it works for people who work the business. Another myth, you have to use your family and friends to make any money in network marketing. Truth, you do not and you should not. In fact, you know, I was reading a great book the other day, and it said, you know what, it's crazy. We go after friends and family, friends, because it's our warm market, right? And they're so tired of being badgered by you. Maybe this is the third, you know, business opportunity that you've come across, you've offered up to them. And I'm not saying ignore them. You want to share the products. But I share the products from a perspective of, I'd love to have you take a look at these incredible products. More from a consumer perspective, not necessarily pushing them into the business. Because if they love the products, they're going to naturally come to the business. But the intriguing statistic I read in this book is that 90% of the friends and families that have come on board with people and been effective in network marketing, they didn't come on board until after you already made it. Isn't that incredible? So they want to sit back and say, well, I'll just watch you and see how it goes. How many of you have seen that, right? But in the meantime, get them in as consumers. Get them started on the product. So, and if another one, people say another myth, if network marketing really worked, everyone would be involved. Well, you could say that about any company. Why isn't everybody involved in ABC? You can name any industry, anything, anywhere. Because, you know, the network marketing doesn't work for everybody because everybody doesn't work at network marketing. That's a big problem in and of itself. Then there's about half to three-quarters of our society that are never going to do something like that because they're stuck in the job mentality. My husband is classic. I'll never forget when I stepped out to, left my job, my law practice, my business, and said, honey, I'm going to do network marketing. And he looked at me like I was crazy. In fact, after the first year, I think after my first year, I was making maybe $3,000 or $4,000 a month, which was like nothing compared to what I was making before. I used to do that in a week, right, instead of a month. And my husband looked at me and he goes, when are you going to just get a real job? That's what he said to me. And, you know, that didn't discourage me. Some of you allow other people to discourage you. That lit me on fire because I was going to prove him wrong. And, of course, he still kind of giggles and laughs and looks at me, but he's well taken care of. and the beauty of it is that this market, this network marketing works for people that work it. It is truly available for anyone that wants to invest in themselves and invest in it. And if you look around the country, there's still 298 million people in the United States that aren't involved in network marketing. So clearly that, you know, even though it's working, not everybody is going after it. They're just people just choose not, that's not their ilk. They just choose that. They feel like a fish out of water when they're in network marketing. And if you're not committed and you don't, you know, for me, I felt like a fish out of water because I was, but I was committed to making it work because I saw some people walk across stage, a reason why all of you need to be at Manifest. I can tell you my story. I remember going to one of my first Manifests. I think I'd been, you know, my dad had had tremendous results. I was either contemplating doing it full-time or just starting off, and the Manifest hit. And I went to that Manifest, and I'll never forget sitting in the audience watching. I wanted to be presidential. I wanted to be up there. I looked at those presidentials. And there was a guy from Arkansas that got on stage, and he spoke in broken English, and he was scratching his body in places I won't mention as he was talking up there, and sounded like, and I'm not picking on it, but it sounded like the biggest doofus I'd ever heard in my life. I'm listening to this guy, and I thought, if this is exactly what hit me, if he can do it, what is holding me back? And I just pounded. I just said, Mary Jo, you're going to do this. You are going to make this happen. Come heck or high water, you cannot allow. And that was the picture in my head that probably had more impact on, I mean, I was already driven, but had more impact on me getting there faster than anything else, because I couldn't believe I was a part of a company where somebody like that could get on stage and operate like that. And I was sitting in the seat going, I wish I could be presidential, right? So anybody can do it, but you got to put your mind to it. You got to get out there, and you got to have something that drives you, and you got to figure out what that is. What is going to drive you? And that's why we build our whys, and that's why we do build our dream boards, because you got to be clear. Because this is an industry, you're working for yourself, and the only thing that's going to drive you forward and make you go out today and talk to 5 new people today is something that you have that you want more than you want your comfort. You want that more than you want, right? You get it? You're willing to be uncomfortable to get that because that's what you want. And I don't know what your that is, but get some clarity around it, right? Traditional sales versus network marketing, totally different, right? Totally, networkers are totally independent people. We don't have quotas, and that's one of our upsides. We can work when we want, what we want, all this kind of stuff. But that's an upside. But what's the downside? We can choose not to work, too. And that's what many people are doing today in network marketing and in Manatech. They're choosing not to do it. But it is independent. It's not you don't have the pressures of a boss, which is one of the beautiful parts of the business. You can choose part-time, full-time. You can, you know, whatever you want to do. It's just every day. So it's a very, very different. And in networking, it's about a lot of people selling a little bit, right? And I put a little, I think Lydia put this on your outline. It was a little chart that was in the book, the difference between salespeople and network marketing people. So you get the difference there. And you also get the difference in kind of what you make. So it's really a huge model for you to look at to say, these are the things I'd rather have in my network marketing business. There is a dramatic difference between the two. 5, how it works. Nothing worthwhile ever comes easy. We already talked about that, right? We talked about how many of us sit at home instead of going out and talking to new people because it's easier to sit at home. So here's the 3 basic he gives us. He says, become a customer. Obviously, you know, today is a little tougher. I don't know how many of you have been signing people up, but when you get them in at $49, you want to get them to buy some products immediately. How do you do that? You've got to be effective at teaching them about the products and become a user, because how are you going to hear when people go, I want to do this business, but if they have no money, I love the program. I can get them in and we'll start working and sharing and building some income so they can afford the products. But if they have any level of income, I want them on something to get started, because I keep saying, how do you have credibility when you're going out there and you're not even buying the products? You don't carry any credibility. I had one of my gals that started in January, and she's off the charts. She was telling me her testimonial. She could never wear high heel shoes. She always had to have rubber soles. She was telling me all the stuff that was going on for her in her life. And within 2 weeks, she was in heels again, flat shoes, loafers. She could wear any pair of shoes she wanted to. She was crazy. She thought there's something magical in Manatech products. She didn't know how to describe, you know, what it was, because she has no clue. And she's not going to go out there and represent Heal, Cure, Mitigate. I have a suggestion of why that's happening to her. But the incredible thing was she saw that dramatic change. How do you have that happen? Do you think if somebody doesn't get on the products, they're never going to get that excitement about going out and marketing the products, are they? And they're not going to make their list and get 100 people assigned because they aren't taking the products themselves. So they have to use it. Number two, recommend it like a good restaurant or movie. Stay out of the sell routine. You can do that. You know, you're not. You know, I agree that we're all in that quote unquote sales mode. Even when we're recommending, we're in the sales mode, right? But it's instead of looking at it as like, oh, I'm going to go out there and sell. I look at it. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to help people's lives. I'm going to make recommendations in their lives that can totally change their life. Their choice whether they want to do it or not do it. That's it, right? That's what recommendations are about. And third, invite them just to take a look. Take a look at the income opportunity, see if other people are ready. Your conviction will show up in enthusiasm and confidence, peace, patience, acceptance, love, leadership. You want to be interested in people. And I think sometimes that stops people. I look at, and I can give you that insight only from my own perspective. Sometimes I'm out there and I meet somebody at a store and they seem a little bit interested and I get their contact information and I get back home and I go, oh, and I'm thinking, oh, do I really want to work with that person? And I start thinking of all the differences and then I don't follow up. Now, I don't do that anymore, but I do that. I always follow up, but I will tell you that some of that garbage stays in my brain. When some of those people are exactly the people you want to help because you can see what the self-development in network marketing is going to do for them to help them shift in their lives to be more effective in their lives, right? So we need to be interested in people. We need to, you know, quit being prejudiced about different aspects of different people's lives and start being really interested in asking questions and inviting people and truly heartfelt go after those people. Keys to being effective is being convinced yourself, absolutely. You can't that's why we have to take the products, that's why we need to believe in the model. If you don't do either one of those two things, you're in trouble in trying to take on this as a business opportunity. And be interesting. This is how he says it. You know, we always say, I go out there and be interested, not interesting. Well, he put a twist to it. He said, you want to be interesting to somebody else by being interested in them. It's a good way of putting it. By being interested in them, you're going to become a very important character in their life. And that you do. 2 a day, 10 in play. I love that too. I think that's a great way to look at how to do your business. 2 a day, get 2 a day and 10 in play. In fact, Manatech has a great worksheet out there. I highly advise you. Manatech already made the changes to it. When you're starting a new person, it's one of my favorite sheets to use. It's a worksheet. It says 10 people, 5 for health, 5 for wealth. Let's get them in play. And they say do that each week. So it is a 2 in play every day, right? It's 10 a week. And that's how you can start people out. Some people might choose to go bigger. You don't never limit somebody, but it's a great way to get people started, right? 4 cornerstones of the 4-year career, right? You have 4 cornerstones, the people. And most of your people aren't going to maintain their motivation to continue. That's why you want them to get them to events. You want to get them around your upline. You want to do 3-way calls. You want to have team calls. You want to share with other people. You want to keep driving their interest, recommending good books to read, going over book reviews like I'm doing today so they can get, you know, get their juices flowing again. You want to maintain that motivation. And you sponsor people, and the concept is, you know, you want to sponsor some people, and if you do a 4x4 system, which is what he said, and I think 4x4 is a great thing for us to look at today. I know our pod system is like 2x2, but I'm suggesting that you go at least 4 wide in this business if you plan on making any money. You have to, okay? And some associates out there are talking about going 6 or going 8, but I think going 4 and building a huge business that way, I mean getting to presidential and beyond, is a super way to start that business. You want to make sure that you build some depth as well, but mostly get that width and get those pods done. And I, you know, we always talked about maximizing the pod, and today it takes 2,000 of volume in your customer base. So for somebody that's 20 customers, for some of you it's 10, depending on what they're ordering. But you want to max out on that customer volume because that's really support you in getting a big check as well. But to start off, you want to make sure you just get AQ team, which requires only, what, 5 people ordering at least 100 automatic order on a monthly basis. That's what you need to get your AQ personal, and then 2 other people AQ personal as well that you enrolled, and you now are making $500 a month. So that's where you want to get started, but spreading out, you want to go wide as well. So 4x4, I like that idea with him. Product sales, but, you know, again, we build pod first. Product sales, all of your distributors buy and then have very loyal customers, right? And that's the cornerstone, loyal customers. And this just in this book, he talks about that's the cornerstone of network marketing. It is also the cornerstone of Manatech's comp plan because of the pod system, right? It's our cornerstone. We're out there finding customers. And if we find business builders, that's great too. We look for them, but we don't try to force a square peg in the round hole. A lot of your customers, after they get so turned on to the products, eventually may become your next business builder. But it's about, you know, finding those customers, getting that asset value built because you're producing more volume in your organization on automatic order on a monthly basis. And that's the next concept, the cornerstone of the four-year career is your asset, your royalty income. And your royalty income is what percentage you're making after off of your whole downline. And you can figure that out just by looking how much volume you have in your whole organization and what you're getting paid, right? And I can tell you I'm getting between 5% and 10% in my business right now. I didn't do an exact calculation, maybe 8% or 7%. Some people out there are making 10% to 12%. I mean, it just depends on how your business is structured, whether it's old and outstanding or it's a relatively new one. So it's incredible when you make your AQ pod, that's $1,500 a volume, and you're making $500. That people is called 30% of your volume. You get it? 30%. That's why the AQ pod is so, AQ team is so powerful. It's so powerful for you to get your AQ team done. So do it. Get it done. You're getting 30% of the volume is getting paid back to you. You make $500 on $1,500 of volume. I don't think you could do better than that, right? I don't know any part of the plan that's going to pay out more than that, but that's great. So it's your asset, it's your royalty income, earn your monthly income, and for us up to, right, 30% with the AQ team. Asset value, your business has an asset value. And that's what you have to look at because, again, if you look out there today and you see what pays out money on a monthly basis, we really are creating a huge asset. I don't have anything in my life except, you know, I have real estate investments, but I don't know if I accumulated all of them. Let me think $5,000, $6,000 a month of income off of my real estate assets. But my Manatech business can be so much more. And my real estate assets are probably worth $250,000, $350,000, $450,000, $500,000. I don't know, $600,000 or something like that. If I sold them today, but my Manatech business is huge value because of what it throws off on a monthly basis to us. So it's incredible to be able to build an asset that you have that. You know, it's not going anywhere. It's an asset. If I don't pay attention to it, will it, you know, it's kind of like a piece of real estate. If I don't pay attention to a piece of real estate, it'll start depreciating and it'll go downhill and my tenants will quit because, you know, I'm not fixing the toilets and the water, the air conditioner, whatever. So, and I'm not keeping it up. Well, the same thing is true about your asset you have when you build a network marketing business. It's called managing it and making sure that you're keeping people active and involved and coming to national conventions and you're yourself out there still doing the activities because you're the best example of leadership is by doing it yourself, right? What you do is the number one thing that you can reflect to your downline on what leadership's all about. It's duplicating your behavior. They're going to look at you as their leader, and if your behavior is to sit back and on the beaches of the world, they're going to sit back and go, well, you know, some people go, well, Mary Jo, but I just want them to have that as a target market. I go, that's great, but you got to get out there and work the business, or they'll lose interest. And when you're working the business, you're going to be a better asset to them because you're going to be able to tell them what to say, what to do, because you know what? You're doing it every day yourself. So stay in the game. Build that asset value. And that's what Chapter 7 was about, too. If we don't change our direction, we're likely to end up where we're headed. If we don't change our direction. So where are you headed today? It's a good question. Great Chinese proverb. So take a peek at that. It's building that asset. It's building that asset. Geometric progression of our team's growth is easy to show on paper as a hypothetical, but it takes leadership, motivation, and dedicated effort for years to accomplish it. Most people do not maintain their motivation to continue. Is that you? So you can say to yourself, yeah, you know, Mary Jo, I think I'm not as motivated as I was back then. Or what? And I go, well, how do you work on being motivated again? You got to work on you first. You go out there and you try to motivate all your downline when you're not motivated. You've got to be motivated. So restart, you know, go back to square one. What's your dream? What's your goal? What are you going to make happen? And I ask all of you to set a goal for manifest. I want two, here's first, your first goal should be, after what they announced last week, your first goal should be, I want two nights free at manifest. In other words, I'm going to sign up at least three new associates in February and three in March at least 150. And they don't have to be auto orders. They just have to come in at 150. You can't sign them up at $49.99, right? It's a reverse bias being 150. No requirement on automatic orders. But that's what you're going to do in the next 2 months. And what? That'll give you two nights free at Manifest. So that's just a beginning goal. But get motivated. You got, something's got to motivate you. Manatee gives you Alaska cruises. They give you this new incentive for free hotel room at Manifest, which I've been with Manatee over 20 years and never seen this happen before, but this is super. So you've got to get that motivation up. If you're not motivated, you're not going to motivate others. Number eight is momentum. Yeah, I remember when I was in my Manatee business, and when I finally made a decision, I'm going after it no matter what, and my business just catapulted. And another presidential director that was underneath my uplines called me up one day. He says, Mary Jo, he says, could you describe to me how do you create momentum? And I kind of giggled, and I said, you know, Jerry, it's not that tough a thing to do. It's all I can tell you is there's not a magic to it. There's not any kind of formula. It's just called taking massive action. You know, when you get in massive action, you will create momentum. That's why, you know, there's so many programs out there. J.P. Coster, he tells take massive action. And I talked about this on the Saturday training. He did a great piece for us about taking massive action, how he grows his business. And J.P. Coster is the fastest grower in all of South Africa. I mean, he's off the charts. And what does he do? He goes on blitzes twice a year. Because the blitzes are 4 months long. The first month, all you do is collect like 1,000 names. And then the next 3 months, you contact 5-10 people a day, and you run through all those 1,000 names. And you get people started in a group, and it's exciting, and it's dynamic, and all these new people get to get together, and they get to go to meetings, and they get to learn together, and they get to compete against each other. It's like fun. It's like it becomes like more of a game, right? And that's what you want to have people do. You want to have them, you know, work together. Newbies like to work with newbies. They like to see other people are joining at the same time, so they feel like, what? This must be the right thing for me to be involved in, because look at how many people are joining. When you add one person a month or every 3 months, how do they feel? Why aren't there any other new people around here, right? I'm the only one that thinks this is a good. Maybe I made a mistake, right? You get it? So build momentum. Massive action creates momentum. And that's what you can take. You can just say, okay, where did I commit to being it by manifest? I have 3 months left, February, March, April, right? Where am I going to be? What's my leadership level by manifest? Let's go do it. And in the meantime, maybe win Alaska and definitely get my free two hotel nights at manifest, right? Bingo. Go get it. Geometric progression. That's what we want to do. You know, there's that great story about, you know, and it's applicable. You can talk to people about it. This is something that you can use when you're prospecting with people as well, when you have like the second meeting or whatever, and you could say, you know, there's this great story about a penny. Would you rather have one penny that doubles every day, or would you rather have $500,000? And they go, I'll take the $500,000. And you go, okay, let me show you what one penny does that doubles every day. So you double. One penny becomes almost $5 million in 30 days. And that's what happens with what we do, because as we duplicate ourselves and we bring on other people, they start duplicating us, and then they start bringing on people that duplicate us, and that's the whole progression of network marketing. It doesn't work when you do one every 6 months. It doesn't work. You can call yourself, you know, and I'm not saying you should stop doing Manatee, because Manatee's a blast, but I think your expectations need to shift. Or you need to say, am I willing to step up to the plate and really take some massive action, right? B, build some momentum in my business. 9, renaissance of the family and community. I took a quote out of the book. It said, opportunity appreciation is not the only factor fueling the future of network marketing. It is also fueled by people's basic need to connect with others, to be part of something bigger than themselves, and to have a sense of community. What do you think is driving Facebook today? Same stuff, except Facebook, as we are seeing, is mired in problems because of what's going on there, the fraud, the misrepresentations, the manipulation. Oh, my gosh, it's off the charts. So the idea is you got to be careful, but it does build community, and people feel, oh, my gosh, they you know, I see people out there, they think they're social queens because they have 5,000 followers on Facebook, and I go, okay, so how many of those do you really talk to? Well, I only know about 4 of them or something. I don't, and I'm going, wow, if I want to be a social butterfly and I have 5,000 friends, I want to interact with my 5,000 friends and not just by posting. I want to interact. I want to get to know them as people, who they are, what they're doing, what they're up to, how I can support them, what I can do to serve them. That's what I want to know. And that's the fun about building that, and a community, family, all being part of it. And many times you look around our country, families kind of disintegrated. We've moved into big cities. We built fences around our homes. We don't even get to know our next-door neighbors. Most are involved in rat race, blah, 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 blah. And it denies us that soulful connection with others. And that's network marketing returns us to that level. I was just out with one of my associates that hadn't done the business in a long time, and I did a meeting with one of her friends, and it was unbelievably beautiful to get to know this family and watch them get a joy that they had in their heart that they might have found an answer for some of their kids' health issues. And what a blessing to be a part of that. It was so awesome. There's a spiritual, you know, experiences. It's not just about going out making money. This is about, you know, contribution and service and making a difference in people's lives, bring people new hope in their lives. So network marketing offers that dynamic. We can develop our spirituality while managing our humanity at the same time. It's a journey most people find exhilarating. That's a quote, people. You think, put that up on your board when you start doubting yourself. Boom, put it up there. Woo. These are the qualities that we're looking for in people: patience, honesty, forthrightness, generosity, integrity, leadership, open-mindedness, authenticity, love, cooperation, courage, listening, all of those things. Yeah, all of those things. We're looking for all of those things. Number 10, what to look for in a network marketing company. Well, we can run through that. It's kind of the classic, a product. And, of course, we absolutely love Ambertoast. We love our product line. There are many other products in the product line we love as well. But I have to suggest that glyconutrients are the core. I needed to write, one of my people in my organization said, Mary Jo, can you write a email? I have this person that's very scientifically oriented, and she wants all the science. And I said, all the science? It was like, then they're going, that's a 20-page text with about 45, you know, attachments. So I put together an email on that, and it just was, where did I focus? On glyconutrients. That's our science. That's our breakthrough technology. That's what put Manatech on the map. We have incredible products outside of that, but understanding our core technology was critical. And ask, is this product going to be relevant in 25 years? Well, Ambertoast has been relevant for 23 years or 21 years. I think we had Ambertoast out since 96. So 21 years, Ambertoast has been relevant, and it only gets more relevant. And we're going to have a new Ambertoast Life coming out, which is even superior to the Ambertoast that we have for many reasons, because it has other, you know, aspects to it as well as the break. It's exciting. Be it manifest for that. And then, so product is Nova. Company, be proud of our company, our leader. That's why you want to read about Al Bala and the 4-year career. Your upline, be close and tight to them. They're your closest partners, trainers, and your closest support system. And then follow your intuition. Find a fit for your values. You want to make sure that you find a company that has similar values to yours. So are they ethical? Are they strong? Do they care about other people? Are they committed to changing the world at the same time? You know, and that's become kind of a, I mean, I've seen so many companies out there today talk about ending global malnutrition. I kept thinking, okay, so we started doing that back in the 90s, and companies are all jumping on the bandwagon now, right? I mean, there's so many of them that are doing that exact same thing. But you know what? I don't get upset. I don't get competitive. I just go, praise the Lord that other companies are doing the same thing. Because if we all start doing it, our impact is going to be 10 times better and faster. So people, The 4-Year Career, great book, great for all of us to have it on our shelf, to pick it up and read it from time to time, because it will help stimulate your juices again. It'll help tell you why you're on this call, which is why I'm doing Manatech today, and give you a lot of great language that you can go out and share with other people to convince them, too, that this is a model for them. Okay, any questions, any issues before we cut it off for the day? 11 o'clock, perfect timing. Anyone? I hope you enjoy it. I know some of you have read Richard's prior books, because he, like I said, this is like the third or fourth edition. I'm looking at library called the third edition, so I know this is probably the fourth. Anyone? Okay, everybody. Love you guys. Oh, yeah, hello. Go ahead.
Mary Jo, Sue in St. Louis.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I love your Monday mornings. Honestly, they're so good. And I'm really looking forward to next Monday. It sounds terrific. I think it's something everyone needs right now.
Yeah. You like how to get somebody started?
Right, with the new comp plan and everything.
Right.
Things are different now.
Absolutely. I will be more than happy to present that, and I'm going to put the caveat on it that touch base with your upline. I'm not trying to be the one to, but I know a lot of people on this call are kind of orphaned. They don't have anyone that's really supporting them upline. So
that's right.
Amen. Oh. I'll be doing that. You'll hear from me next week. That's my topic. Okie doke. Great.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
It's Peggy from Porcupine here.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. My husband made me sit down and read that book on Saturday.
Did he really? Isn't that great? That's great.
But I have a comment to make. Could you maybe see about getting it to be for sale at Manifest? I looked at Amazon, and in the States, it's $9 U.S. In Canada, it's $30-some-odd dollars U.S.
Oh, that's crazy, crazy, crazy. I have a trusted friend of mine at Manatech who just so happens to be the CEO, so let me see what I can do.
I know that they do produce what's called, is it the Heroes or whatever?
That's the version I've just reviewed, the Heroes version.
Manatech focus, as in all the success stories are Manatech? I think.
Yeah, Al Bala's success story is in there.
Yeah, but I understand that they do them for any company, so all the 20 examples will be all Manatech, for example.
Oh, we haven't done that. Manatech didn't do that. I could talk to Al and ask him about that.
Yeah.
Let me do that. Okay.
What's worse they could do is say no.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we still have 3 months out, so maybe we have a chance of doing that for Manifest. They would have to decide to make the investment in it. That's what they'd have to do.
Well, that's true. And I'm not paying $34.
Yeah, great. No, I mean, I would not pay $34 for this book. I would wait till you come to Manifest and get it for, you know, you can buy it. Can't you buy it? Amazon probably has it. I don't know.
I can get it. That's the Amazon is what I'm talking about, but I'll have to get it. Send it to somebody in the States and have them pick it up at Manifest, yeah.
Well, you're talking to Mary Jo. She'd be happy to do that for you.
I might try to find her in the crowd.
I might just have an extra one from this past weekend when we handed them out for free. But, yeah. Okay. All right. So, good, Peggy. Awesome. Thanks. You're a doll. Keep up the great work. Anyone else? Okay, everybody. Have a great week. Great book. And then next week we'll talk about how do you get somebody started in the business of doing Manatech. Okay. Bye, everyone.